Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
My guest today is Lisa Krall, a financial advisor who owns her own firm, Park Avenue Wealth Management. I'm looking forward to talking with her. Welcome to the podcast, Lisa.
Thanks for having me, Pat.
I'm excited for our audience to learn more about you. So why don't we just jump right in? Why don't you tell us what it is that you do, and then, more importantly, the why that you do it?
Well, I am a financial advisor, and what I do is I help clients in the transitions of their life. So whether they're getting a new job or they are retiring or they're getting divorced or getting married, I like to be people's crutch in those financial times and help them make sure that they're taking the proper financial steps as they move forward. Mm-hmm. Why I do what I do, I've always been a helper. I've loved to help people, you know, going through college and growing up. I've always been someone that's been more in the service industry. In finance, it gave me the opportunity to be that person for everyone, help them through one of the most important times of their life, and with that being the retirement or the planning process financially for them. You know, be that person and help them and make sure that they're on the right track and give them the one-on-one attention that most people really enjoy having. So
yes,
I do it for everyone. Yeah, they really do, as do I. So that's why I love to give it back.
Great. So how did you get started as a financial advisor then? What led to that decision?
Well, you know what? I knew early in life that this is what I wanted to do. When I was in college, I did major in finance, and I had a uncle that was in the business. And I went and spent some time in his office and got to see what it was like and, you know, what I would expect during a typical day in the office and what I would get to do. And I always remember sitting there and telling him how much I enjoyed it. And he laughed and said, well, if you enjoyed today, because it was a really bad market day and it was a crazy day, so if you liked it today, you'll always like it. And this is the right path for you. And that was it. So, you know, I graduated and started in the finance field, just going with a couple different companies, getting all of the back office knowledge for it first. You know, I'm always someone that I like to be overeducated in what I'm doing. So I went and did all the back office side first and got the know-how of what the products were and how they worked and how to open an account and how to close an account and do trades and all of that, you know, day-to-day stuff before I took the step to become an actual advisor. And that way it gave me the confidence to come out and say, hey, I know what we're doing and I know how we're going to do this. Don't worry. I've got this for you.
Mm-hmm. And so do you manage people's finances now on your own, or do you have somebody that does that?
No, I do that here on my own. There's my office is constructed of myself, and I have an assistant, but I do all of the financial side. I help them choose what investments to invest their money into. I try and give them some good guidance as to what products are best suited for their risk tolerance. I sit and do full financial plans with clients as well. So maybe someone doesn't have the money to invest just yet, but they do want to move in that direction. So I can sit with them and develop a plan to say, okay, well, before you can invest, let's work on paying off these bills. And I sit with them and I work through all of that for them so that they can get to a place that they are financially sound.
Oh, fantastic. So what do you enjoy the most about what you do?
Honestly, just being with people and helping them and trying to clear their visions for them. You know, so many people try to ignore the future financially. Honestly, you know, they put things on credit cards and say, oh, well, I'll deal with it later. And then there's this overwhelming pressure that, you know, until it's gone, a lot of people don't realize that it's there, right? That they've always got this debt hanging over their head. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy the part of helping people see that it's not all for nothing, that it'll work out if you stay the course and you do the plan, that that you can do this and you can retire. And then obviously I always enjoy Not so much telling people they can retire. I enjoy that, but most people get really nervous about it, so they don't enjoy it as much. I like to see them in retirement, spending their money and enjoying it and living the life that they have always dreamt of.
So, Lisa, who's your ideal client then?
So an ideal client for me is anybody that I can help with those transitional phases in their life. You know, somebody that maybe it's a female that is getting divorced and she needs to put a plan together so that now that she's on her own and managing her separate finances, that she can work with me and we can make sure that her money is invested properly for her. Another good client for me is someone that is changing jobs and doesn't know what to do with their 401k. Should we leave it at the old company? Should we take it to the new company? Should you take it out? Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of times that I think that I can add the most value to clients is those retirement years and the maybe divorce and marriages, those separation times. So,
yeah, that makes sense. So what is your vision for your company then as you move forward?
My vision for my company is to continue to grow and to help people. Last year was the first year that I had actually stepped away from the firm I had been with for many years. So I, Park Avenue Wealth Management, while I have over 10 years of experience, my company is a baby still. So I'd like to continue to grow my brand and continue to grow my client base in my area and in the general Pittsburgh area. And I would like to eventually expand my office and, you know, bring some more advisors in here that can really help out the local community and help those that are in need of our services.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds fantastic. I didn't realize this was just your first year.
It is. And it's been a fantastic year. You know, it's one of those very challenging, very scary times in your life that if you believe in yourself and you work hard, it works out. And we're so excited and proud of everything we've accomplished this past year.
So how do you attract those ideal clients then?
Well, Pat, one of the ways that I've been trying to do that starting this year in 2017 and moving into 2018 is doing speaking engagements. I've been doing estate planning seminars for the community that's age 55 and over. And then beginning in March, I'm going to start doing a monthly presentation. Each month it's going to be something slightly different, a different topic, but they're all free to the community. They're a great way to get people to know who I am and what I have to offer them. It's my way of giving back to the community because they are free events. So it adds that educational factor in. I think that it's so important to be an educated investor, and sitting in my office and doing that on top of meeting with me and discussing what your investments are sometimes can be an overwhelming experience. So this way it gives not only the public but my clients a chance to see me outside of the office, get that additional knowledge, that guidance that they might be looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think education is so important in your field, especially for those people who put their heads in the sand and don't want to face reality.
What happens quite a lot.
I know. So your video series does the same thing, right?
It's an educational series on Biz TV that has had an amazing success online. I'm really proud of it. Each week I try to talk about something that's different, something that is either in the news or something that maybe a client or a friend of mine has said, hey, can you do a little presentation on divorce planning? Can you do a little presentation about holiday shopping? So I'm trying to get things out there that are of interest and useful for everyone too. And we keep them short and sweet so it's not too overwhelming for anyone, and hopefully they enjoy them.
Yeah, and what a great resource to send people to.
Absolutely.
So that they can get the education that they're looking for.
Yes, it's been great.
So I understand that you have a family, and I wonder how it's been for you this year since you opened your own firm and balancing everything that comes with that.
Yeah, that's a great question, Pat. Balance is a huge, huge issue that all of us face in life. And I personally have just come to agree that it's no true balance, right? It's either work gets a little more of you or your family gets a little more of you. But all being said, I have had a great year with that, I think, in my own personal opinion. One, because I've got an amazing husband at home that is there for my kids. And if I can't be, I know he will be there and get them to the activities that they need to be at. Two, because I'm in control of my schedule. So I can be at the things that I need to be at. It's okay that I'm there because I, you know, was at work late the night before. And as long as I'm getting my work done and I'm there for my clients and accessible to them, they seem to be okay with that as well. You know, I mean, this Friday I get to go and read a children's book to my son's kindergarten class. So, you know, those are things that a lot of people don't get to take the time and go and do. Are there sacrifices that I make of things I miss? Absolutely, both for work and for home. When you're at home, you feel like you're not doing enough for work. And when you're at work, you're not feeling like you're doing enough for home. So it's just a matter of reminding yourself that you are only one person. Everybody understands, and my husband's very good with that, helping my kids to understand as well. They're 6 and 9, so we spend a lot of time teaching them about money through things in regards to what they can and cannot have or where they can and cannot go. So, for example, if they complain, well, why are you working? It's, well, do you want to go to your friend's birthday party and have a gift for them? Because I have to go to work and I have to get money so that we can afford a gift. They're not, you know, totally grasping the whole concept at times, but they understand. They know that we're there for them 100% of the time, but sometimes we can't be physically there and only one of us can be there. And I couldn't do that, though, without my husband being on board, too. So very grateful for all of that.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Great. And yep. I'm sure your children will grow up with a much better financial education than the majority of kids in the world today.
Let's hope. Let's hope they listen to me, huh?
So one of the things that I always ask everyone who's on the Sort of Success podcast with me is, what are the top 3 traits that you notice in individuals, could be your clients or it could be others that you interact with in the community, that you recognize that when you see somebody with those traits, you know for sure that they will be successful and they'll soar to success. So can you tell me what your top 3 would be?
For me, one of the biggest ones is organization. I think that no matter what you do in life, whether it's professional or personal, being organized is a true asset that will lead you in the right direction. You have to be resilient and be able to take criticism and to understand that you grow most with your criticism. While it's hard at times and it hurts at times, those negative views are often what propel you forward the most, is trying to change those. And having a positive attitude and being kind to everybody that you meet. It's funny, in my field, my field is not something that I just walk in and I can sell a product. My field is highly based on trust, and that kindness, people recognize it and people remember it. You know, I think that goes for any business. People want to be loyal to you. And if they feel that you're kind and you would be loyal to them, that really is, you know, a good trait to have in a business.
Yeah. Fantastic. Those are 3 great ones. Thank you.
Thank you.
So how can people reach you?
Well, first of all, you can always go onto my website. It's going to have the summary of all of my information. It's www.parkavwealth.com. And I can be reached via phone at 724-858-1122. We also have the Park Ave Wealth Facebook page, the LinkedIn page. So I encourage everyone to go out there and give us a like on Facebook and connect with me on LinkedIn as well. They're all great resources. I'm located in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, right across from Toyota of Greensburg on Route 30 in Oakley Plaza. You know, it's a great little spot here, and I encourage anyone that's in the area to stop by and say hello.
Okay, fantastic. Great. Thanks for giving so many options.
You're welcome.
So, Lisa, thanks so much for being on the call with me today. I really enjoyed talking to you, and I'm sure our audience will really benefit from hearing about what's going on with you.
Thanks. You too, Pat. I appreciate you having me. Take care.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit SoarToSuccessMagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.